The group is called the Constitution Revision Commission, or CRC. The CRC has a lot of power. It's arguably one of the easiest ways for something to go from just being an idea to law of the land. Martha Barnett was one of the people to serve on the last CRC in 1997.
It was designed so that citizens would be able to, after public hearings, debate, and input, actually take proposals directly to the ballot.
Without the courts getting involved, without a huge amount of money, and without legislators arguing from different sides of the aisle. It's also a way to think about what the state will need way off in the future.
What in a rapidly changing world of technology and globalization, an increase in the population in Florida and the environmental changes, what do we need in 2027, 2032, 2037?
When Barnett was part of the group, they addressed gun control issues like background checks and waiting periods, and it was the first time the Constitution spelled out that women and men have equal rights. Then, like every potential constitutional amendment, these went to the voters for a final yes or no. 8 of the 9 proposals passed. But this year is a little bit different. Before, if just 50% of Floridians approved an amendment, it would pass. Now, when Floridians go to the ballot in November 2018, 60% will have to agree. This is also the first year 33 of the 37 people chosen to be on the CRC were picked by Republicans. Barnett hopes that won't affect which issues they choose to take up.
If it does, it will face a harder time building the trust and confidence of the citizens so that they would be willing to support the proposals.
Even though most of the group is Republican, the CRC is intended to be independent. It doesn't answer to anyone. Right now, the commission is going around the state on what it calls a listening tour. For almost 4 hours last week in Orlando, people got 3 minutes apiece to talk about what they wanted the commission to address.
I am here to ask you to preserve the rights and liberties of women, gays, and all creeds and religions of Floridians.
I am up here as somebody who is against term limits.
To ensure that clean water and clean air is an enumerated right in our Florida Constitution.
The permanent prohibition of selective district creation by political party, and establish an independent commission or council to create the districts moving forward.
The first thing the CRC needs to do, though, before it can even make these ideas into proposed amendments, it needs to pass rules governing itself, like how it will decide what to tackle, how many votes a proposal needs to get on the ballot in the first place.
It is so extremely important to really look at every single step of what this commission does.
Pamela Goodman is president of the Florida State League of Women Voters.
To ensure transparency, to ensure that its members are not unduly influenced from any outside area, this is a very exciting time. They can do a lot of terrific, terrific things. They also can cause a lot of havoc because they are a very, very powerful group.
Goodman is concerned that one proposed rule would allow 2 members to meet about CRC business alone. For almost all other government meetings, that's not allowed. They have to be open to the public. Carlos Baruff is chair of the commission. He brushes aside that concern.
It's just a process. We'll have to get through it.
He says it's still really early in the process. Martha Barnett, the former CRC member, says she's also not concerned, if only because all these proposals will go to the citizens to vote on.
In order for the people to ultimately understand and accept whatever proposals the commission puts on the ballot, they need to have a sense of ownership.
The commission will be meeting at Florida International University this evening and at Florida Atlantic University Friday morning. There, you can tell them what you want changed about the Florida Constitution. There's no end time for these meetings. Baruff says they'll stay until they hear everyone. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.